KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on KJAN. Live from Council Bluffs, here is KJAN's Chris Parks and Jim Field.
All right, thank you, Marissa. Good evening, everyone, and welcome as we get ready for basketball here tonight at the AL Fieldhouse as Atlantic and Harlan get set to make do here tonight in this Class 3A sub-state final as these two teams will desperately try to advance to the state basketball tournament. Both these teams familiar with this position, as they've both been here a number of times over the years, and these two teams have played two ball games already this year and tied up in a couple of good ones and went right down to the end. We expect no different here this time.
Yeah, it should be a very similar intense battle here tonight. Of course, both teams are very familiar with each other, and they have a long history between each other as well. They're in the same position here last season, and Harlan got the better of that one. And, of course, the Trojans would like to turn the tables and make that a different story here this time around. It should be a very fun, intense ball game here.
Absolutely. A pretty good crowd expected for the ball game here tonight. Folks are still filing in for our ball game here this evening. We're still about 12 or 13 minutes away from tip time here this evening at the Abraham Lincoln Fieldhouse here in Council Bluffs. Take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you familiar with these two teams and remind you how they got here. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Eye Associates, providing eye care for the entire family, offering the services of optometrist Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland, and two convenient locations, upper level of Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic Edition and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Daryl D. Smith Company, look for them for answers to complete financial planning, investments, estate planning, and retirement planning. Stop by Daryl D. Smith Company at 603 Poplar in Atlantic or call 243-2466 today. When you're needing welding or repairs on cast, aluminum, or stainless steel, give Adair Machine Shop a call. They can help you with the small jobs to the big jobs. Adair Machine Shop at 209 Audubon Street in Adair, 641-742-3628.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. We get ready for basketball here tonight. Class 3A sub-state final play here tonight between these two teams. As previously mentioned, these two teams, of course, faced off twice during the regular season in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Atlantic winning both of those matchups, but they both went right down to the final possession as the Trojans picked up a 43-41 overtime win back on December the 18th. That was a good jump start into the Christmas break as they rallied back from 17 points down in that basketball game to come back and pick up the victory here tonight, are in that first ball game, as Sam Markham really jump-started that one. He had 21 points, most of those in the second half, and six steals as he really got things started with the defense on that side. Dalton Franken also with 14 points in that contest. The Trojans didn't shoot tremendously, but they did enough to win the basketball game. Had 13 steals in that contest. Harlan, though, didn't shoot all that much. They were 12 of 36 from the floor, 6 of 17 from the arc, most of those early on. They went cold from outside late in the ball game. Nobody in double digits for the Cyclones that first time around.
Yeah, it was just kind of one of those weird two-tail, two-halves types of ball game. As Atlantic came out, and Sam Markham really was the guy that did it all in that second half. He had a bunch of steals that really helped out the cause of getting them back on track and a little bit of confidence. And once the momentum started to swing in the other direction, Atlantic was able to rally, get that lead, and hang on to it down the stretch to get that important victory the first time they met.
So Atlantic winning both of those basketball games. They win that first one, and the second one, again, it went right down to the last possession in a close ball game, but Atlantic actually held the control of that game for much of the way, and Harlan rallied back late and had a chance.
Yeah, it happened a little bit different that time. Atlantic jumping out to a lead and able to hang on and get the victory there on the 29th there of January. They ended up getting the lead down the stretch, and they ended up pulling it out 55-52, the final score. Sam Markham had 10 points. Chad Christensen had 14. Dalton Franken really got on track that game scoring-wise. 21 points for him in that contest, and they also had 12 rebounds to help out his double-double cause. And they had 12 steals in that ball game as well for Atlantic, so a good outing for them on the defensive end once again to get the victory. Trey Landsman had 14. Kyle Jewell had 12, and Nathan Cave had 11 in that second matchup. But once again, the Trojans able to get that lead towards the end of the ball game and hang on to it down the stretch and pull out that 55-52 victory in a tight one the second time as well.
So Atlantic, again, with two victories already this year over Harlan here in this matchup so far this season. And I know a lot of people like to say, oh, boy, it's tough to beat a team a third time. I'd rather be the team that won the first two games than the team that didn't and have to figure out how to beat a ball club that third time around.
Yeah, you know, it always is tough. And, you know, when you're playing games against teams that you're winning by, you know, just a margin of a few points, like it has been the first two times, yeah, it's always tough to beat those teams because you know that you're very competitive with each other. But, yeah, you'd much rather be the team that has the confidence of knowing that they were able to find ways to win those first two games. And those games are always intense, you know, between these two teams because they have that history. So it's not like, well, maybe it had a little less importance during the regular season. No, those kids go out there and they want to play hard. And when the names on the jerseys across from each other are Atlantic Harlan. So, you know, in that same type of game situation, you were able to prevail. And that gives you some confidence here tonight.
You bet. So the Trojans two up on the Cyclones this year. They hope to make it three up here this evening. If they do, they'll have a chance to play in the state basketball tournament for the first time. In, let's see, 1, 2, 3, that'll be 10 years.
10 years, all right.
2003. So, yeah, that's what's on the line here tonight. So we'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll tell you how these two teams got here to this basketball sub-state championship game. We'll do that right after we break for this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They're family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. Score big savings at Atlantic's Hy-Vee Food Store, located on 7th Street in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. You'll find a helpful smile in every aisle at the Hy-Vee Food Store in Atlantic. And Aiken Building Center, offering a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Basketball here tonight. These two teams had the win to get here, and for Atlantic, they picked up a couple of victories, one at home and one on the road, one at a neutral site, actually, as Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Dalton Frank, and Harrison Hoyt, all in double digits against ADM in a first-round 63-43 victory that was actually closer than a lot of folks thought early before Atlantic ran away in the fourth quarter with a 23-10 chase, as Dalton Frank had 23 points on 10 of 15 shooting from the floor. Also, Sam Markham with 11, Christensen had 15, Harrison Hoyt with a dozen as the Trojans able to put up a lot of numbers. And 17 steals in that ballgame also never hurt. In the first round for the Cyclones, although they picked up a win over Glenwood in their first round matchup, as they had to, they took care of business on their home floor.
Yeah, they got off to a 6-point lead at the end of the first quarter and extended that towards halftime as they moved down to a 41-26 lead at the halftime break and really hung on from there on out. They were pretty much dominant in that basketball game. 16 points from Kyle Jewell. Also had three other players in double figures. Trey Landsman with 15, Gabe Ferry with 14, and Nathan Cave with 18. Also, Landsman had 14 rebounds in that contest. They were able to control that ball game pretty good that first time out against Glenwood.
So they go to the second round, the district championship game, and both these teams facing pretty good opponents. The Cyclones having to face the top seed, Carroll Tigers, in that second round matchup up at Denison in the district final, but they played well down the stretch.
Yeah, it was a game that they were actually down at halftime by a couple of points, 22-20, but they were able to rally late and get a late lead in that ball game. It came really down to the stretch. Landsman had 18 points and 13 rebounds. Nathan Cave with 12 points. Adam Jewell with 11. They shot to 16 of 41 from the field, so not their best shooting night as well. And they were just 5 of 22 from three-point range. So not really a good outing for them, I guess, as far as the shooting statistics go, but they were able to do enough to get the win.
Atlantic also posting a victory, a game that was pretty tight. They led by just one at halftime, but a big second half as the Trojans went on to a 68-48 win over Creston. They beat them three times during the season. Sam Markham had a big night. He had 22 points in that ball game, and also in double digits was Dalton Frank, and he had 19 points, 8 rebounds. Stuart Hoyt with a dozen points. Chad Christensen, 7 points, but 10 assists in that ball game as the Trojans, again, took care of business in the contest to win it over the Creston Panthers. So everybody says, tough to beat a team three times. Well, Atlantic's already done that once. They did that to the Panthers. Now they're going to try and see if they can do that to the Cyclones here tonight. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll introduce the starting lineup to get you ready for tip-off. It's Atlantic and Harlan in the boys 3A sub-state final coming up next here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vetter Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Ottoman for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them also for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Vetter Equipment in Ottoman today. Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. Visit them for collision, rust repair, refinishing, glass installation, and unibody frame repair. Also be sure to ask them about the T-Guarantee paint system at Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation year-round, also payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic, call 243-5028.
Field Chris Parks back with you here at the Abraham Lincoln Fieldhouse. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two basketball clubs as they get ready to introduce the players to the crowd here tonight. Harlan will be the visiting team on the scoreboard this evening. The Cyclones, coached by Mitch Osborne, are 17-6 on the year, and they'll be wearing their road uniforms. They're wearing the red uniforms with the black and white lettering and trim. Here's how they'll line up tonight. It'll be Adam Jewell, a 6'1 junior. He'll run things out front, along with Nathan Cave, a 6'4" junior. Nate Claver, 6'2 and a senior. Gabe Ferry, a 6'3 junior. And Trey Lansman, a 6'6 and a junior, will be your starting five tonight for Coach Osborne.
And Trey Lansman, the guy that the scoring runs through, he averages about 17 points per contest, shoots 60% from the field, and he doesn't take many outside shots. He'll do most of his work inside. Nathan Cave averages 11 points as well. He'll do a lot more with shooting from the outside. He's a 49% three-point shooter. He's made 45 on the season. They shoot 48% as a team, 36% from the three-point line. Lansman and Cave lead the team in rebounds with 198 and 122 respectively. Assist-wise, Nate Claver is going to be the man to dish them out. 85 on the season for him and 37 steals on the year for Adam Jewell. Their assist-to-turnover ratio pretty good as well. 303 assists to 247 turnovers, so fairly decent there. And then 154 steals on the year of the team also.
That's for the Cyclones. The Trojans go like this. Steve Blazek's team is 22-1 on the year, and they'll start with his usual five. It'll be the seniors Sam Markham at 6'1", Chad Christensen at 6'2", Stuart Hoig at 6'2", Harrison Hoig at 6'3", and Dalton Franken 6'6", all seniors, and they all have radar. They all know where the other is.
Exactly. They've been playing together a long time, and they've got three guys that average in double figures and one that's very close. Franken leading the way with 16 points per game, 13 points per game for Markham, 11 for Chad Christensen, about 9 for Stuart Hoig. They shoot 44% from the field, 42% from the three-point line, 203 rebounds on the season for Dalton Franken leading the team. Chad Christensen, one of the best assist man in the state. He has 131 assists compared to 60 turnovers and also has the 71 steals on the season. Sam Markham, a guy that will steal the ball a lot as well, 70 on the season for him. They have 328 assists to 197 turnovers, a very good ratio there, and 267 steals as a team, almost over 100 more than Harlan on the year.
So it's a good matchup. Teams that are very skilled, well-coached, and well-schooled coming into this basketball game here tonight is these two teams looking forward to what they hope will be another classic like they've played already. And if this game turns out anything like the first two games that these two teams played, they may not have been artful all the time, but they sure were exciting.
Yeah, very exciting games. And yeah, we expect nothing less here tonight. It's an absolutely packed house here at Abraham Lincoln High School.
Thank you. having a little bit of trouble with the PA system here tonight. They struggled a little bit with the player introductions, and you heard the PA go out there on the national anthem at the tail end. But, hey, good sports all the way around. Everybody picks up and sings the rest of it. That'll work.
The crowd's ready to go. They're ready to be vocal here tonight, I guess.
Yes, works out just fine. So we're about ready to play basketball here tonight. The Cyclones in red, Trojans in white. Again, it's Adam Jewell, Nate Claver, Gabe Ferry, Trey Landsman, Nathan Cave for the Cyclones. For the Trojans, Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Stuart Hoig, Dalton Franken, and Harrison Hoig, your starting five. Landsman in the center circle for the Cyclones. Franken in the middle circle for the Trojans as we're ready to jump it up and play basketball here tonight. Ball's in the air, tap control by Atlantic. Chad Christensen will bring it up to the floor. Just after 7 o'clock, you're listening to high school basketball on AM 1220, KJAN Atlantic, Iowa, FM 101.1. We're on the web and on your phones with the KJAN app as well. As Christensen barks out signals out front. Cyclones will start out in a man-to-man defense. They work the ball here near side, left wing. It's Markham back out top. Harrison Hoig from the right elbow. He'll dump it now for Franken, top of the circle. Left side, Markham looking low. Swinging around is Christensen up top. He stops, fires right side. Stuart Hoig off the dribble into the lane, trying to get down low. As he shots off and taken away by the Cyclones. Up the floor comes Harlan. It's Landsman into the lane, carrying the basketball. Flips one up, in and out, no good. The rebound tapped out. Trojans chase it down. Stuart Hoig the first to it. Atlantic with a basketball. They'll bring it up the floor now.
He really forced his way inside there that time. Lucky he didn't get called an offensive foul.
Christensen front court now for the Trojans. Outside it goes to Harrison Hoig. Right side he pulls up about 16 feet away. Now it's Franken. Left side he'll jump it up. Bam, there. Trojans take the early 2-0 advantage.
That's a great sign for Atlantic. Gets Dalton Franken some confidence here early.
Front of the court now, Nate Claver with a basketball out top to Nathan Cave. Claver, left side, lobs low for Landsman, posting a foul from behind. Sam Markham came flying in from the backside trying to defend on the double team down low, and that'll be his first. Cyclones obviously are going to try to work that ball down inside to Landsman. He's got a length. He's 6'6", long arms. As the Cyclones look to inbound down low, Landsman has it left side now off the inbound. He'll leave it up top for Jewell. Adam Jewell with a basketball outside for Harlan. Working the dribble here near side. He'll dump it off now for Ferry. Skips it back around. Out top with it. Lands in the dribble drive. The bounce feed here into the corner. Jewell. Jewell just, oh, I'd already say he was touched. So no double dribble. He'll turn. Go left side now with the basketball. Ferry. He'll fire it across to Jewell. He's open. His shot blocked. He was open until Markham. Got great elevation to get a hand on the ball. Up the floor quickly to the right side. Oh, Christensen way short on the three-point try. But Harrison Hoyt saw that and got the rebound. Now it's Franken, right side, short jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound hits the floor, and it's picked up by the Trojans, by the Cyclones, rather. Up the floor they come. Out top it's Claver. Claver, right side dribble now, picked up by Stuart Hoig. He'll look outside. They feed to Landsman. Landsman struggles with the low pass, now leaves it left side for Jewell. Jewell dumps it low, curling around on the baseline. Cave, he lost the handle out of bounds. Nathan Cave had the ball underneath. Franken was right there on him defensively, and the ball out of bounds to the Trojans. Jake Degas, a 6'2 senior, will check in now for the Cyclones as Nathan Cave will check out. Atlantic will have the basketball. They'll inbound on the backcourt. 5:45 left to go first quarter. 2-0 Atlantic leading. A Dalton Franken jumper is the only bucket we've got so far. Left side now Markham with it front court. He'll leave it out top for Harrison Hoig. Right side Christensen. Christensen looking to the far side. Stuart Hoig tried to curl around. It wasn't there. Christensen, the crossover baseline, dumps it down low. Harrison Hoig right to the rack. The shot up and in. Nice pass by Christensen. Harrison Hoig went right to the rim, and it's 4-0. Cyclones ball front court now. Nate Claver out top. Dumps it down low left side into the corner. That's Ferry. He'll bring it back out on the dribble and leave it back outside. Cross it comes here to the near corner. Jewell back outside now. Degas. Inside it goes to Landsman underneath. His shot up and good. He got that one a little too low for the Trojans' taste, and he was able to work his way through the double team for the bucket. It's 4-2. Atlantic the lead. And the basketball. Christensen out top. Leaves it now left side for Harrison Hoyt. Markham in the corner. Head fake. Now he'll drive underneath. The wraparound shot. No good. Might have been tipped there by Landsman. Landsman comes down with a rebound. Landsman will work it up the floor himself. Gets it across the timeline. Now left side to Claver. Claver out top for the Cyclones in the center circle. Stuart Hoig picks him up defensively. Now a screen. Right side it comes. Jewell in the corner. He'll try the three ball. That's no good. High, a rebound inside, and we're going to have a foul over the back on Dagan. Good ball. Nice job inside by the Trojans. Boxing out. Degas tries to go over the top. He'll pick up the foul. The ball goes back to the other side. Atlantic with a 4-2 lead. 4:27 to go here in this first quarter. Both teams playing very good and aggressive defense here early on, making things tough. Passing lanes just aren't clean. Christensen now to the front court for Atlantic up the right side. They try to post low and the ball was kicked. They're going to try to get it low on the block there to Franken. Jewell kicked it. Now up off the bench, Nathan Cave will check back in. Kyle Jewell, a 6'1 freshman, also comes into the ball game. It's Jewell and Degas checking out. Adam Jewell and Degas checking out. Christensen will inbound now. Bounce feed underneath. It's Stuart Hoy. He goes right to the rack and gets fouled. He snuck down the right side of the lane, took the bounce feed, went right up with it. And he'll get free throws. Nathan Cave will pick up his first foul. That's the second on the Cyclones.
Yeah, great inbound play. You love it when a guy gets open free coming right at you on the block. Just an easy pass bouncing right into him, and he had a good look at it.
Stuart Hoy gets the line for two, and the first one's good. Trojans get 22 of their 27 free throws the other night against Creston. A good exhibition from the line. As Jake Degas comes back in, and Nathan Cave checks out. Cave gets an earful from his coach. Second free throw by Hoygas, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by the Cyclones. They'll turn and run it up the floor now. Landsman gets it across the timeline to Ferry. And Landsman will run things out top. Landsman left side of the circle. He'll step out and leave it now for Claver. He'll drive all the way to the rack and lay it in. He got a step on Stuart Hoyg. And Nate Claver was able to get a clean run down the right side. It's 5-4 Trojans. 3:50 left in this first quarter. Markham, right side wing with it now for Atlantic. Out top it goes to Dalton Franken. Back to Markham. Markham right side. Out top Christensen. He'll elevate for the three ball. No good. Rebound inside taken by Degas. Harlan with the basketball. Trailing by one. Chance to take the lead on this possession. Claver up the floor. And he'll slow it down out top with 3.5 left to go in this opening quarter. Double screen here to the right side. Claver dumps it here near side. Gets it right back. Now back into the corner again. It goes to Kyle Jewell, the freshman. Claver out high. Not a lot of movement right now for the Cyclones. They screen out high for him. Claver goes to the left side to Ferry. Ferry off the screen, turns, tries to go baseline. Markham cuts him off. Now he'll fire it back out top to Claver. Claver left side with it for the Cyclones on the dribble. Down to 3 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Degas, right side, it comes down to Jewell. Jewell the head fake, the drive into the lane. He scoots down low, inside, got caught. Banks went up no good, too strong. Rebound Franken. Once he stopped, he was going to get surrounded. Now Christensen, and they call him for step. Christensen here to the near side. Took the pass to try to take off down the lane. They whistle it for the travel. That'll turn the ball back over to the Cyclones. Nathan Cave is back into the ball game. Adam Jewell checks back in for Harlan. Cyclones ball. Landsman will inbound backcourt. It's Adam Jewell with it. And Jewell working across the timeline. Started up top by Stuart Hoy. He gets the screen, goes left. Looks now, leaves it outside for Jewell. That's Kyle Jewell with it. Kyle off the dribble, now leaves it here near side for Cave. He'll elevate for the three, and that's good. Nathan Cave knocks down the triple, and it's 7-5 Cyclones. Front court Trojans have the basketball right side. Stuart Hoyg on the circle. Hoyg drives the left side, stops up top of the circle, and brings it back out. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Left side, Christensen. He'll drive to the baseline, all the way to the rack. The floater up, no good. Got it on a rebound. Put back is blocked. He got it back again down low, though. Now outside, Harrison Hoyg with it. To Stuart Hoyg. He'll hand it to Markham in the center circle, and they'll reset with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Sam Markham out top, guarded by Gabe Ferry as they switch positions down low. Markham out top, hesitates, drives the right side, floats in the air, gets hit. No call. Two Cyclones end up on the floor. The ball is blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic.
He did get a pretty good hand on the basketball. It was clean on the ball, but sometimes when you bring that arm down like that and use some force, you still call the foul, but they didn't get it there.
Nate Claver back into the ballgame now for the Cyclones. Christensen will inbound down on the low block. It's to the right side to Markham. He'll elevate for the three. That's off the mark, in and out, no good. Skimmed off the floor backwards. Oh, now a loss as Claver dumps the ball. He lost it down low. Christensen picked up short little floater, no good. Rebounded by the Cyclones. And up the floor, it's Ferry now left side. Ferry into the corner for Cave. Cave tries to drive the baseline. He's cut off there by Franken and a traveling violation. Franken stood his ground, and Cave called for steps underneath. Trojans will get the ball back. 7-5, Harlan leads with a minute 29 to go in this first quarter. Boys 3A sub-state final. The winner goes to state. Christensen now to the front court for Atlantic. Right side, Markham. They spin it out top now. It's Franken, top of the circle. Franken crosses over, drives the lane, spins, turns, falls away. The jumper up, no good. Front of the rim, and the rebound taken out of there by the Cyclone. Claver got the board. He'll bring it to the front court. Claver crosses over, dumps it out high now for Jewell. Adam Jewell with it. He'll go left side. Pick up the dribble, leave it out top, and a steal. Almost a steal. Franken cut across in front of Cave, had the ball as he tried to splash in front, but couldn't come up with possession as he lost it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cyclone.
Yeah, great hustle. The anticipation that time, and the Trojans have been doing a pretty good job of that so far, trying to get into those passing lanes.
1 minute left to go in this first quarter. Defensive struggle here. 7-5, Cyclones lead it. Harlan out top of the basketball. Come right side now into the corner. Gabe Ferry has it. He'll dump it across to the far side. Jewell, the dribble drive. Almost lost it. Spins in lane. It's blocked away and a foul call. They're going to hit Chad Christensen for the foul. He got all ball with his hand. They must have got him with the body, and they're going to hit him with his first foul. That's the second team foul against the Trojans. Everything is contested both ways here tonight. I guess we expected nothing less from these two teams. 44 seconds left in this opening quarter as Adam Jewell floats up and in the first free throw. 8-5 now, Cyclones lead it.
Jewell, the best free throw shooter on the team, shooting 86% on the season.
One more try here for Jewell, and that one is also good. So he hits them both. It's 9-5, Cyclones. Cyclones have outscored Atlantic 9-1 here. Trojans are out to a 4-0 lead. 40 seconds left in this first quarter. Christensen front court, out top to Markham. Sam, the dribble drive left side into the corner. Gets a screen. Now turns and goes baseline. Underneath, the flip up, and it rolls all the way around and falls through. Markham with a bucket down low to break the drought for Atlantic, and it's 9-7 Cyclone with 20 seconds to go in this first quarter. Claver will walk it to the front court now. He gets it across in the center circle. Stuart Hoig picks him up defensively. Now off here near side, it comes to Ferry. 10 seconds left. Ferry curls around the left side, stops out top. Now for Landsman. Landsman the drive, stops, leans, no good. There's nowhere to go. Gets it back outside. Ferry curls in the lane, the floater up, and good at the buzzer. It danced on the rim, the one-hand turnaround floater. Ferry got it to go, and it's 11-7 Cyclones after one quarter. Harlan up 11-7 after one. Back for the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJ.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with the professional staff at Interior Touch. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here as we start the second quarter of play. Harlan leads it 11-7 here over Atlantic in this sub-state final in Class 3A, and the Cyclones will start with the ball here as we begin the second quarter. It's a pass from Jules Landsman. They lost track of him, and he gets behind the defense by Harrison Hoig and gets the bucket off the glass. 13-7, Harlan with the lead here. Atlantic basketball. They'll throw it right side. Stuart Hoig working out on the arc here against Cave. Now back up top to Harrison. They'll leave him alone out front. Now over to Christensen. Still man-to-man defense right now. Here kind of a setup in the middle. Landsman's hanging out in the lane. Now a drive down the left side is tipped and thrown away from Stuart Hoig, and it's back into the hands here of the Cyclones. Up the floor, Jewell throws it right side to Claver, back up top to Adam Jewell. He'll back it back out now. He drives left side on the dribble, cut off by Christensen, picks it up, throws in the corner, tapped away by Markham. It'll stay with the Cyclones on the sideline. 7:09 left to go here in the first half of play. 13-7, Harlan with the lead here over Atlantic. Here at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School. Inbound pass comes in now and up top to Claver. Harlan sets up the offense as they'll screen out front. Stuart Hoig fights over the top of the screen, passed inside. Landsman got behind Franken, and he gets another good look down low, and he gets a bucket to go home off the glass. 15-7, Cyclones on top. Trojans trying to get something going here now on the offensive end. Harrison Hoig out front, over to Stuart Hoig. They screen, Christensen curling out top, throws it over to Markham left side. He pump fakes, now he'll kick it off to Franken. Franken guarded closely here by Claver. He'll drive right side all the way to the rack. Missed the shot, too strong. Rebound fought for. Harrison Hoig rips it out of there. Now it's off into the hands here of Stuart Hoig, and he gets the layup with the left hand. Nice save there by the Trojans to get a bucket out of that possession, and it's now 15-9. Harlan the lead and the basketball. Claver out front with it. He'll look right side, but stop and bring it back up top. Everybody on tight here for the Trojans, man-to-man. Claver dribbling, throws into the corner to Adam Jewell. Back out top now goes to Claver. Claver back across here to Cave. Back to Claver, down inside. Landsman working against Harrison Hoig. Flips one up and gets it to go. He's got 8 points so far, and it's 17-9. Cyclones on top. 5:53 left to go, first half. Trojans will set it up with a double screen out high. Christensen, he'll cross over. Had the ball tipped. He decided to pass it to Franken at the last moment. Now over to Markham. He'll slice into the lane. All the way to the rack. Layup good. That quick first step serves Sam Markham well that time, and it's 17-11. 6-point ball game. Harlan with the lead and the basketball. Lever out front. He'll pass it off up top here to Cave. He'll pump fake, now drive. Had it knocked out of his hands, and we'll see who last touched it. It went off of his knee, and it's going to be Atlantic basketball. Trojans with some good defense there. Nice recovery that time as the pump fake almost caught Franken in the air. He was almost able to get by, but some good help stopped him. Christensen now up the floor. Trojans trailing by 6 here with the ball. Harrison Hoig steps in, pump fakes. Now picks it up off to Franken. He'll pull up from 16. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Jewell. Adam Jewell will bring it up the floor here with 5 minutes to go in the half. Drive right side all the way into the rack. Puts one up. It dances off the rim. No good. Cave the rebound. His putback is good and a foul call. Nathan Cave with the bucket. A foul whistled here on the Trojans.
Sam Markham.
Sam Markham will pick up his second. Third team foul here against the Trojans, and now Cave at the line to try to complete a 3-point play. Up and in and out, no good. Rebound to Harrison Hoy. 19-11. Here come the Trojans down by 8. Drive inside by Markham. He'll slice in. No foul call. Rebound, though, by Harrison Hoy, and he goes up and puts it home. 19-13. Now Jewell gets by Christensen up the floor. He stops, he's tied up, and we're going to have a jump ball call here between Jewell and Stuart Hoy. And it'll be Atlantic basketball on the arrow.
A tough break for Atlantic because he walked long before he had the tied up basketball, so the Trojans lose the arrow, but they do get the ball.
Kyle Jewell's going to check back into the lineup now here for Harlan as Gabe Ferry is going to check out. Inbound now here for the Trojans, and Christensen will walk it left side. He'll go to the baseline, hand it off to Stuart Hoig. They screen for him. He curls around inside. Nice late pass to Harrison Hoig, but he missed the shot. He was too deep under the basket and hit it on the bottom of the rim. Rebound to the Cyclones, and they'll run the other way. Landsman all the way throws it. Now it's dipped and stolen. His pass outside, stolen by Christensen. Up the floor the other way. Chad will drive right side, now pull it back out. Hands it off to Harrison Hoig. Now the pass over to Stuart Hoig. He'll drive the left baseline all the way around. Wrap around with a shot. He's fouled by Landsman. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Trey Landsman will pick up number one. And Stuart Hoig will go to the free throw line here for the second time tonight.
No matter how imposing Landsman seems to be defensively down there, and he has been so far here in the ballgame, the Trojans still seem intent on going right at him.
First free throw coming here for Stuart Hoig. Dances around and falls through. Ben Nelson going to check in now here for the Trojans. Sam Markham going to take a break. 19-14, 5-point game here. 4:09 left to go in the first half here in this 3A sub-state final. Stuart Hoig with one more free throw here. And he will knock it down. Cut the lead to 4. 19-15, full court press here. Atlantic knocks the ball out of bounds off of Harlan. Christensen got in there on the inbound, knocked it off of Kyle Jewell, and the Trojans get it right back.
Yeah, Jewell didn't come to the ball. He stood there and waited for it to come to him. Christensen did, got a hand on it, hit him right on the toe, on Jewell's toe, and kicked out of bounds.
Christensen to inbound now here from the corner. Tough spot to inbound from. He'll get it in, though, here to Nelson. And now off to Frank and out top, and they'll hand it back off to Christensen, and he'll reset. Down to 4 minutes to go, first half. Christensen will get a screen, goes right side of it, now drives all the way right side, steps in behind the defender, misses the shot, rebound, no, Ben Nelson, he'll bring it back out to save the possession. He picked up his dribble, now throws it back up top to Stuart Hoy.
Great job, because that's the guy you expect to get the rebound underneath, right? Great job by Nelson.
Stuart Hoy dribbling out front, now he'll toss it off to Christensen, and they'll try to set something up here once again. Franken's going to try to tie a flown tire here real quick. He gets it straightened out, now he'll cut up to the top. They dump it inside to Harrison Hoig, across to Nelson. He'll slide in, dump it out to Harrison. He'll pull it from the free throw line. That's off the mark. Nelson again the rebound, and he saves it up top into the hands of Stuart Hoig. Across to Christensen. He drives right side. Floater too strong. Rebound Nelson again inside. He'll turn, float it up off the glass. No good. Rebound into the hands of Harlan. Kyle Jewell gets it up the floor quickly. They get it in the hands on the run of Jake Degas, and he'll get the layup in transition. Troden didn't get back. And it's a 21-15 ball game here. 2:58 left to go in the half. Harlan on top, Atlantic basketball. Christensen out top, dribbling left now, gets it over to Harrison Hoig, across to Stewart. Stewart will drive inside of the free throw line, kick it out here to Nelson. Nelson now back across over to Christensen. Christensen waiting, now gives it off to Franken at the top, working against Claver. They'll cross him over, stop at the free throw line, kick it across to Nelson. Nelson now will pick it up and throw it over to Christensen. A reset here for the Trojan offense. Right side dribble now, Christensen. He'll stop at the top. Now curl, stop, and lost his dribble for a moment. Regains control. Now he'll drive in, kick it out to Nelson. Nelson at the top. Across over to Stuart Hoig. He'll step in. The jumper from 17 is no good off the front iron. Everybody went away from the rebound. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul call. The fight inside, and we're going to have the Trojans whistle for a foul underneath.
No idea what for.
Dalton Franken's going to pick up his first foul. That'll be number four against Atlantic in the half. And substitutions now here as Markham's going to come back into the game. Nelson will check out. He did a great job hustling to get some rebounds for him. And now a couple of players back in there as well here as Ferry comes back in along with Adam Jewell here for Harlan. Inbound pass. They get it to Claver. Now it's up ahead to Ferry. He'll cross over. Go inside all the way down the lane. Late pass is lost by a Cave, and it goes out of bounds to the Trojans.
Cave is not the most athletic player inside. He's a good outside shooter, and he'll do some things for you, but if you're going to ask him to move around underneath by the basket, that's usually not his strong suit.
Inbound pass, Trojans will lock it up. Down to 2:03 left to go in the half. Trojans trailing by 6, 21-15. Hand off to Markham. He'll curl around. Stop at the free throw line. Elevate for the jump shot. No good. Rebound fought for, and last touched by Harrison Hoy. Harlan will get it back here. 1:53 left to go in the half. Inbound from underneath, full court pressure put on here by Atlantic. Having a tough time, Landsman can't find anybody. Now just throws it away. He was anticipating Jewell to cut the other direction, and he threw it away.
Either that or he was trying to bounce it off the back of Sam Markham, and Markham took off and went the other direction.
He was in a world of trouble there. He had to do something. Either that or call the timeout. And just ended up losing the basketball. Inbound now to Harrison Hoig. Atlantic with another chance here in the corner. Christensen, he'll fire the three. It's good. Chad Christensen, the first three-point bucket of the ball game for the Trojans, and it's now 21-18, cuts the lead in half. Up top now, Cave with it for Harlan, passes it over to Claver, dumped down low inside to Landsman, working against Hoig, tries to force his way in, now falls away, missed the jumper off the back of the iron, and now we're going to have basket interference here by Harlan. They got their hand up in there while the ball was still hanging on the rim. And that's going to be a Trojan basketball.
Well, I tell you, it was nice to see Chad Christensen knock down that three. His first three-pointer of the night, oh, I hate to say it, but it was real ugly. And it's good to get that memory out of his head.
And Christensen will walk it up the floor now here with a 1:22 left to go in the half. Cave jumps in there on the pass attempt, knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Atlantic ball on the far sideline. Jake Degas back into the lineup here for Harlan as Landsman's going to check out. He may stay out here for this final 1:21 of the half. Inbound here. Christensen, he'll drive left side, has some room, pulls up for the jumper. It's off the mark. Rebound pulled down now here by Degas. Now a reach in and a foul call here against Chad Christensen. He was trying to get it back, and he'll get called for his second.
Yeah, the official was laying for that one. He saw something brewing there.
Now Christensen's going to check out. Nelson's going to come in. So Markham and Christensen both with two fouls here in the first half. 1:12 left to go here. Inbound, and we'll come in here to Adam Jewell. Guarded closely by Nelson. 1:08 left to go here in the half. Three-point game. Harlan the lead in the basketball. Jewell picks up his dribble, throws it over Claver. Now down inside to Degas, working against Frank and back outside. They'll work it around. Jewell lost the handle, gets back now here at Claver. Now back up top to Jewell. 51 seconds to go. First half of play here in this 3A sub-state final. Three-point ball game here. Clock starts to kick down. They get out into the four-corner. Look down here for Harlan. Jewell picks up the basketball. He has nowhere to go. And no five-second call. Where is the call? And now finally we get the call here from this near side.
Apparently it takes 8 seconds. We get a five-second call.
35 seconds now on the clock here to end the half, and Atlantic will get the ball back here. Down three.
And it wasn't like that was great defense by Atlantic. It was just a poor offensive step that time by the Cyclones more than anything else.
Markham will bring it across the timeline. He'll wait out top right now with it, as Atlantic will probably be satisfied to try to take a last shot here. They got a chance to either tie it with a three or down one here if they can knock down a two. We head towards halftime. 21-18, Harlan leading here with 10 seconds to go in the half. Now they'll start it up. Markham left alone out top. He'll cross over. Now back up. Still forcing his way in. Now he's falling. He puts up the shot. It goes down, but they're going to call a traveling violation, and it will go the other direction.
I don't think these officials have seen athletes like that before.
It's an impressive job to keep his feet, and it looked like he did keep feet with the proper possession there with the two steps, but they didn't call it that way. Inbound will come in long. They get it up ahead here to Ferry. Ferry has it knocked away from him by Nelson. Gets it back, misses it. Cave the putback at the buzzer is going to be good, and I think they're going to count it. He just got it off his fingertips here before the half ended, and Harlan will take a 23-18 lead here into the locker room after the first half of play. We'll take a break, come back and talk about it. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Newman Body Shop in Lyman, your complete body shop offering professional work at competitive rates as well as glass repair. Newman Body Shop, 12 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71. Give them a call at 778-4428. Newman Body Shop, we meet by accident. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m. and Saturday until noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds at 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Welcome back here to Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School. We're at the halftime break here, and it's a 23-18 lead here for the Harlan Cyclones over the Atlantic Trojans in this boys' 3A sub-state final, a chance to go to the state tournament on the line here. And it's, of course, as we expected, a tough, intense ball game. Defense, mostly the name of the game there in the first half again, and really in that first quarter, a very slow start here for both these teams trying to figure each other out.
Yeah, very defensive battle early on in the basketball game, and just it seems like every now and again a breakdown or two defensively, like that last play. There's really no excuse for that to happen at the end of a quarter with 3 seconds left. You shouldn't be able to throw the ball three-quarter length of the court and be able to come up with not one, but two tries at the basket like that. That just should not happen. And the Trojans kind of left Harrison Hoyg back deep defensively by himself. But, you know, when teams like this play here at Abraham Lincoln, it's usually one of those deals you're here for a reason. That's because you've gone deep into the postseason. And here we are, a five-point game against two teams that played a game right down to the wire in December in Harlan and right down to the wire later in the season in Atlantic. So why'd we expect anything different?
Yeah, it's no different. And I guess if you look at it this way, the first time the two teams played, you're in better shape than you were for Atlantic at the halftime break. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at it. I'm sure a lot of folks maybe here are going to look at the score here at the halftime break and think, oh, geez, you know, you've got to really worry now. But not the case at all. I think both teams have had a good half. You know, you catch a break here or there, and I think Harlan's just had their ball bounce their way a couple extra times here in that first half and got those late buckets at the end of both the first quarter and the half. And that's kind of the difference here right now. 23-18 is our score here at the halftime break here as both teams are in the locker room getting some instructions here from their coaching staff as we prepare for another great half of basketball coming up. We'll take another break here, come back and take a look at the full numbers here for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco Station in Audubon, opens 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Come and enjoy home-cooked meals with noon specials Monday through Friday. That's the Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon. Anita Engraving and Awards LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards LLC in Anita. Call 712-762-3779. And Drs. Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. For all of your dentistry needs, call 243-1833 today. That's 243-1833.
Welcome back here to Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School tonight as we have a good ball game on our hands here, as we knew we would, in this Class 3A sub-state final between Atlantic and Harlan. It's Harlan with the lead here, 23-18 at the intermission. Take a look here at the stat sheet here for you. For the Harlan Cyclones, they were led by Trey Landsman with 8 points there in the first half. Also, two apiece chipped in here by a number of players. The Jake Degas, Gabe Ferry, Nate Claver, and Adam Jewell, all with a deuce there in the first half of basketball. Also, seven chipped in as well by Nathan Cave. He got that late bucket there at the end of the half to help make the margin a little wider here for the Harlan Cyclones. They were 2-3 from the free throw line. For Atlantic, they were led by 5 points from Stuart Hoig there in the first half. Four apiece for Sam Markham and Harrison Hoig. 3 points chipped in by Chad Christensen, and a bucket for Dalton Franken here in the first half of basketball. Looking at the free throws there for them as well, 3 of 4 from the free throw line for the Trojans. And you look at the turnover stats, and you would expect maybe Atlantic would have the advantage here at the break, but they've turned it over 5 times, Harlan 10 here in the first half of play. But the Cyclones have taken advantage of those awkward situations that we kind of talked about. When it's been a scramble, it's been the Cyclones for the most part that have benefited from that.
Well, the Trojans got after that early 4-0 lead. Had to work real hard for those points, so that's day 4-0 for quite a little bit of time for several minutes early on. But, you know, then the Cyclones went off on a 15-3 run to turn it around to a 15-7 advantage. And that was largely done on really what I think is the difference maker in the first half. That's Trey Landsman. His length offensively and defensively as well down low, really causing some issues for Atlantic. Even when Atlantic's gotten some decent looks inside, they're looking over their shoulder wondering where the long arm of Landsman's going to come in. So he's really been a difference maker, I think, here in the first half for the Cyclones. He did spend a little time last minute and a half or so on the bench, but they kind of went away from him in the second quarter. He got his most of his points early second quarter, but then they kind of stopped going in toward him. I look for them to really push that ball in and see if they can do some more damage with him inside of the second half.
Yeah, and I guess in contrast to the first couple of times these two teams played, I think you're seeing a little bit more of a concerted effort to really get the ball to him down low. Not that he didn't have the ball in his hands a lot those first two games. It's just they're getting the ball to him on a different spot on the floor, and so far it's working out pretty well here for the Cyclones. And, you know, for Atlantic, too, you look at the opposite side of some of those kind of, you know, scrambles for loose balls. You had one possession there where Ben Nelson continues to get rebounds, and, boy, you just come up empty. You just couldn't get a ball to go in the hole, and it's possessions like that that are just really turned into frustrating moments for you.
Yeah, Ben is almost never in the lane for any reason at all. He comes down with 3 rebounds in, I think, about 2 possessions during the course of that stretch there, where it just seemed like he was dominating the boards inside. But, you know, if he's going to pull down rebounds inside, then you know Atlantic's not where they want to be at that point, too. Well, it's a great play and great effort there by Nelson. You know, they really need other people to step up in that part of the basketball court. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Trojans work some of their scorers in the second half, too. Dalton Franken, for example, hits the first basket of the night for the Trojans. Looked good doing it. You're thinking, all right, get him started, get the lid lifted there, but that's it. He's got 2 points here in the first half. So they really need to try to do something within the offense to get guys open. It seems like there have been some times where Atlantic has broken the offense down and has started trying to go one-on-one.
Yeah, there's been a few times where you've really seen players try to take it and drive from the outside all the way in. And it's worked a couple of times, but not every time here tonight so far for the Trojans. And that's one thing we heard Chad Christensen talk about at the end of that Creston game, is they needed to not do that. They needed to stay within themselves in their offense in order to win this basketball game here tonight. 23-18 your score here at the halftime break. Both teams are just starting to come back out here onto the floor. We'll take another break and get ready for the second half of basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Camplin's Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camplin's Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. For down-home cooking, come to the Downtowner in Atlantic for breakfast and lunch. And don't forget about their homemade pies. For all your catering needs, the Downtowner can do it all, large or small, from start to finish. The Downtowner, located on East 4th Street in Atlantic, that's 243-2183. Iowa Western Community College.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here at the Abraham Lincoln Fieldhouse at Council Bluffs as we get ready for second half action. 23-18, Harlan has the lead over Atlantic as we get set for third quarter play here tonight. One of these two teams will qualify for the boys Class 3A state basketball tournament, which will get underway next week at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The other will turn in jerseys tomorrow, and that's never any fun unless you're doing it under the shadow of that state championship trophy.
That's all that they really want to accept here at this point, but you know, one team's going to be coming up on the short end, so you got to come out here, make the adjustment that you need to here at half, and go out and play tough, smart basketball. You know, we've talked about this a number of times throughout the year for Atlantic. Almost every game that's been a good game for them this year, you know, a tough game, they've been in this situation, so it's nothing new. They've been down in half plenty of times and been able to rally, so I think they just need to keep that mindset, keep playing hard, and it'll be all right.
Yeah, fans sometimes will get a little nervous, and they'll want to scurry a little bit, but these guys, they've been in this position plenty of times. So remember, they were down 17. They were down 32-15 early in the third quarter against Harlan, on the road at Harlan earlier this year, and rallied back to win. So not an issue. They know they can do that. So we'll see how this first part of this third quarter starts out. The Cyclones will have the ball first. Landsman will look to inbound. He'll fire it ahead to Claver, right back to Landsman, and he'll try to run the offense as Jewell gets a face full of Chad Christensen. Now they get it to Adam Jewell out front. He'll hand it off to Claver. Round it goes to Landsman. Landsman will curl. He's picked up this time by Dalton Franken defensively as he turns into the lane, tries to spin far side, floats him way up high off the glass, in and out, no good. And a rebound to Markham. Up the floor quickly come the Trojans. Markham across the timeline. He'll slow it down and hand it off to Christensen. Christensen will run the offense from the top. Right side it comes here to Dalton Franken. Franken looking for someone to move through. He'll leave it back out top. Christensen, left side, Stuart Hoig. Hoig will elevate. He'll jump up a three ball. No good. Off the back of the rim, rebound to Adam Jewell, who was the only one on the backside. Jewell up the floor to Claver. Claver in the lane, drops one down low, and it's tapped out of bounds. Nice, quick hand there by Stuart Hoig as they were trying to lob it down underneath the Landsman.
That was a really quick hands play there. Trojan's been doing that all night long. Need to continue to keep up that hustle.
Cyclones will inbound. It's Landsman here, left side of the lane. He'll take it right to the rack and lay it in. Landsman went up high to get it, then went up high to finish with it. He's got 10, and it's 25-18 Cyclones. Atlantic basketball again, front court. Markham here to the right side, hesitates, now drives off the screen. The pull-up jumper, good. Markham off the dribble drive, got a screen, jumped one in from 15 feet, and it's 25-20. Cyclones again, front court. Claver out top, gets the screen from Landsman. Left side it goes, the lob down low. Landsman fires it across far side. Jewell blocked off there by Christensen. Turns, looks for help, picks up his dribble, leaves it for Landsman, who's immediately surrounded. Back to Jewell, and Jewell has it stolen away by Christensen. Christensen up the floor, bounce pass, all through heavy traffic, and we got a foul call. What a tough bounce pass through heavy traffic to Stuart Hoig, and Nathan Cave gets called for a foul, reaching in, trying to tie that ball up off the bounce feed. Ball will belong to the Trojans. That's the second on Cave, first on the Cyclones here in this third quarter. Christensen will inbound here to the right side. Markham grabs, turns, guns for three. It's no good. Rebound inside Christensen. The ball knocked away loose. Christensen keeps control, and now we're going to have a reach-in foul called against the Cyclones. Boy, Christensen went up over the top. The Cyclone fans wanted a foul. They aren't going to get the call. Adam Jewell gets whistled for reaching in from the backside. That's his first. So Christensen keeps the possession alive. The Trojans will get it again down low. Christensen looks underneath. Bounce feed inside for Harrison Hoig. It's in heavy traffic. He'll leave it back out. Now Stuart Hoig off to Markham, and they'll set the offense from the middle circle.
6:10 to go here in the third quarter. Markham one-on-one pulls up here right side. Nowhere to go. Leaves it for Franken. Franken back out top to Markham. He'll hand to Christensen, and they'll reset again. Right side, Stuart Hoig with it now. They try to post low with Franken. Hoig dumps it out top. That's Harrison. Free throw line. He'll look around. Now take the shot. It's no good. High off the glove. It almost went in. It was high off the back of the rim. It kicked up off the top of the backboard. Almost went in. Now it's picked up here by the Cyclones as they bring it across. Gabe Ferry lobs it down low for Landsman. Off far side. Claver back to Landsman. Posting. He'll turn. He'll float one up. No good. Markham the rebound. Good defense in front of the face there by Franken. Markham now to the front court with it on the dribble. Crosses over down the lane. Runs it to the basket and gets clobbered. He ends up on his back. Pick a Cyclone. There were two of them, Ferry and Landsman, both there. We'll see which one they decide to call a foul against. And it'll be against Landsman. That'll be his second. So Markham to the free throw line here for the Trojans. It's 25-20. Harlan with the lead. 5:31 left to play here in the third quarter. Markham to shoot a couple here for the Trojans, and the first one is no good. A little strong off the back of the rim. He'll get another one. Trying to cut this lead to 4 points here. Second try by the senior. Is on the way and no good. In and out. Rebound to Landsman. Cyclones have the ball and a 5-point lead. Landsman dribbles across the timeline now. He'll leave it out top here for Claver. Claver to the left side. Jewell on the circle. Now he'll drive underneath the left side all the way to the basket and get the bucket. Quick first step by Adam Jewell. Got around Christensen and got the basket. It's 27-20. 5:07 left to go here in the third quarter. Christensen leaves it for Markham here on the right side wing. Out top, Harrison Hoy. Left side, Christensen steps back. The three ball, good. Dennis Christensen off the feed, grabs and guns the three from the left side. It's 27-23. Cyclones lead it by 4. Harlan Ball, Claver out top off the dribble. He'll leave it left side corner now for Ferry. Gabe Ferry off the dribble. Picks it up now, lobs it down low for Cave in the lane. Nowhere to go. Back out to Jewell. Long three is no good. And the rebound is Stuart Hoyt for Atlantic. Up the floor come the Trojans. Christensen across. It was 4:30 left to go in the third quarter. Lots of time. Trojans trail by 4 by 4. A quick three by Christensen, though, is no good. He stepped off the screen. Tried to toss up a quick three ball. It skimmed off the side of the rim. Goes out of bounds to Harlan. 4:22 to go in the third quarter. Cyclones look to inbound, and they do and barely get it in. Claver had it tapped away. He comes up with it, now runs it up the floor. Claver double-teamed across Landsman. Left side corner, open as Jewell, wide open. He missed everything on the three, and the ball taken away from Cave. He had the rebound, then it was stolen. Up the floor quickly. Christensen in, classic spins, and banks one in. Chad Christensen had nowhere to go, and he still found room. Back the other way, quick jumper, no good. Adam Jewell rebounded by the Trojans. Markham up the floor with it. He'll pull up and dump it down low. Christensen goes baseline. Back to Harrison Hoyt. Bank shot, no good. Markham the rebound, and the putback is good, and we're all even. Sam Markham with the basket. Timeout Cyclone. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. What a couple of great athletic plays up and down the floor by the Trojans. I have no clue how Christensen got that ball to go in.
In the first place, he was running, backpedaling, trying to receive the pass because he knew he was open, but he had to look back to try to receive it. He caught it, and then he turned around to face the basket, then spun again to get himself down to the baseline and flipped it up off the glass. Almost got the foul call, too. Just a heck of an acrobatic play there. It knew where he was on the floor. That's experience playing basketball. Knowing that you could hit that shot in that type of situation. And they're just doing a good job of hustling right now and getting to those loose balls.
Well, and a tough possession for Harlan right after that. They had a wide open look. There was nobody on the left side of the floor. And Jewell was all by himself in the corner for the three, and he missed everything. He airmailed it. Cave got the rebound but had it taken away. And the Trojans came back for the bucket inside, and now we're tied at 27 as the Cyclones inbound coming out of the timeout. And Stuart Hoy steps in front of Nate Claver and knocks the ball away. 3:45 to go here in the third quarter. Cyclones will inbound again. It's Ferry this time trying to key it in underneath. He does now as he gets it into Kyle Jewell, who checked in. Lob ahead to Claver. Claver up the floor on the run. Layup, no good. Harrison Hoyt stood his ground. He got the rebound, and now he gets fouled. A reach in on Claver after he missed the layup try.
That was a bad decision by Claver. He had a player down there with him. He just waited too long to try to attempt the pass, and then he knew he had to take it himself, and the pressure was there, and he just missed the shot.
I think he was looking for Hoyt to contest the shot. Harrison just held his ground. Nice job by the senior. Christensen to the front court. Trojans trying to retake the lead. They haven't led since it was 4-2. Christensen out top on the dribble. Franken flashes by. Claver's got a his face in Franken's face the whole time. Crossover all the way underneath now. Harrison Hoyt underneath off the pass to Stewart. Hoyt shot blocked from behind by Cave, and Cave comes away with it. Looks like the Trojans are going to get an easy try underneath. Now back the other way. Kyle Jewell, three is blocked by Markham. Jewell got it back, though. Now he picks it up and dumps it out top for Claver. Man, every pass, every shot. You look crossways with somebody that gets contested. Right side Ferry with it now. Back out top, Cave. He'll drive to the free throw line and then try to throw one up. The ball was tapped out of his hand, and Stuart Hoy gets a tough luck foul call there. He got all ball there, and Cave had nowhere to go with it. He just tried to throw one up quickly. Wait a second. They whistled a foul against 33. Atlantic doesn't have one of those. Must be 30. That'll be Stuart Hoy. At the free throw line is Nathan Cave. He'll get a chance to shoot a couple here as he got bailed out, and the first one is good. Kyle Jewell checked out. Adam Jewell, or checked out. Nathan Claver checked out. And Adam Jewell is back into the ballgame. Cave with one more free throw here for the Cyclones, and the second one is no good. Rebounded by Harrison Hoyt. 1-point lead for Harlan, 28-27. Trojans with the basketball now. 2:40 left to go, third quarter. Left side, Christensen wide open for three. No good. Rebound taken underneath by Landsman. And Landsman has it knocked away loose. Ball on the floor. Landsman has it. Now it's tied up. And who has possession? The Cyclones have possession, so they'll keep it. Oh, check it. The Trojans have possession. They'll get it back. Heads up play. Landsman got the rebound, then dribbled into a double team.
Yeah, Christensen didn't let himself get flustered there and went right back after the basketball.
Markham takes the inbound for Atlantic. Stuart Hoyt, left side of the circle now. Stewart off the dribble, trying to drive, curls, goes to the baseline, now dumps it back across. It's Harrison Hoyt with a bounce feed, and he lays it in, and the Trojans have taken their first lead in a long while. 29-28, 2:15 to go, third quarter. Harlan with the basketball now. It's Adam Jewell out top with it for the Cyclone. They're trying to post low with Landsman. Good one-on-one battle inside with Markham, and almost thrown away as Kyle Jewell, or rather, Gabe Perry went up sky high to save that one from going into the cheap seat. Down low now into the corner it goes. Jewell has it underneath. That's Kyle Jewell off the dribble. He curls around to the free throw line, gives it to Ferry. Ferry out top, guarded by Markham, trying to back his way down. He turns, and now the quick toss is no good. But we got a foul on the floor before the shot. And that foul is going to be whistled on Sam Markham. That will be his third. For the Cyclones, Claver back up off the bench. Kyle Jewell will check back out of the contest. Basketball belongs to Harlan down low. Atlantic leads by one. Trojans have trailed by as many as eight a few times here tonight. Cyclones inbound with a minute 45 left in the third quarter. Landsman will leave it out top now for Claver. Claver guarded by Stuart Hoy. He'll bring it back around, gets a double screen, steps back out top. They dump it low. Now to Landsman, who goes to post. And a ball tapped away from him. It's off of him, though, and out of bounds. Christensen reached in, slapped the ball away, and it was off of Landsman's leg. It'll turn over to the Trojans.
Trojans have been able to do that a number of times here tonight, to get in there, reach it in, and knock it off the player out of bounds.
If you stop the dribble down low in the paint or anywhere near that paint and keep the ball down around your waist, somebody's going to slap at it. Trojans with the ball front court. Christensen out top of the basketball on the dribble. Gets a screen from Harrison Hoyt. Drives the right side to Hoyt in the lane. Step across. Now underneath he goes. A shot blocked by Landsman out of bounds. Trojans wanted a foul call. Landsman came across the body to make the block, but it's out of bounds to Atlantic. Nathan Cave checks out now as Jake Dagus is back in the ballgame for the Cyclone. Christensen will inbound underneath. It's Markham in the left corner with it. Markham, the head fake, the drive, the dump off now to Franken. He'll drive the lane. It gets up in the air. The one-hand floater, no good. Ball hits the floor as Claver comes up with a rebound. Claver to the front court now, up the right side. He stops on the dribble and leaves it for Landsman up top. Landsman drives the right side. Back to Claver. He'll elevate and try one inside the arc. No good. A rebound tapped out. Christensen up with it for the Trojans. Christensen quickly to the front court. Markham here in the right corner with it. He'll curl off the dribble. Step, turn, lean back in. Shot blocked. Landsman got it again. And the ball taken away by the Cyclone. Dagus up the floor with it now for Harlan. And He'll turn and leave it back outside for Claver. 40 seconds left to go, third quarter. Vegas right side, or Claver right side corner now, gets it to Jewell. Jewell, one-on-one with Christensen, gets a screen, curls off around into the lane, kicks it out. Claver, now back inside here, near side, it's Ferry. Ferry ducks around, leans one up and in. As he stopped and went up high, Christensen tried to cut him off, but he got the floater to go up and in.
Chad Christensen down.
Well, because somebody, or the player came right down on top of him after the shot. Gabe Ferry went up high for that shot, came down on top of him. And Steve Blazek not real happy with the officials. Christensen was standing there. Ferry went up. He came to a jump stop, went up high, but he came down on top of Christensen with the shot. Ben Nelson will check in now for the Trojans. As Christensen will have to sit down. 21 seconds left here in the quarter. It's 30-29 Cyclones. And they'll wipe up the floor here real quick. And the Trojans will have the basketball. It was close either way. Markham got up off his feet. I was really afraid they were going to hit him with his fourth foul there, but they didn't. They let the play go on as Ferry never attempted the shot. He just took him, went around him on the dribble. But then when he came to that jump stop, Christensen was right there, and that's where the players collided on. After he elevated for the shot, he came down on top of it. So Markham will take the inbound feed. 20 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Sam across the timeline now for the Trojans. 1 point lead here for the Cyclones. Trojans will hang for the last shot. Down to 10 seconds. 8 seconds. 6 seconds. Markham out high, looking for the screen. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Elevates. Fires up. No good. Rebound comes long, and Markham chases it down, but the buzzer's down, and that is the end of the third quarter. Well, the Trojans narrow the gap. They took a temporary lead, but they've narrowed the gap at the one-point game going to the fourth. Harlan 30-29. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company in Casey for custom-designed folding aluminum and canvas awnings with vinyl backlit storefronts, door hoods, patio covers, carports, or retractable desk and patio covers. Call Scott Kingery of Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company at 800-746-2558. Century 21 Dement Realty in Atlantic is part of the world's largest residential real estate organization. Stop by Century 21 Dement Realty's office on East 7th Street or give them a call at 243-2017. You can also take a virtual tour at century21.com. Sint Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Sint Repair, ASE certified, and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they sell, balance, and rotate tires. Sint Repair. Give them a call at 778-4330.
Welcome back to Kent's Bus Abraham Lincoln High School. We head to the final quarter of play here in this boys' Class 3A sub-state final. Harlan leads Atlantic 30-29 here as we head to the final quarter. Cyclones will start with the basketball here to begin the fourth quarter of play. And they'll inbound it here up top to Claver. Claver will get a screen out high. He'll go left. The pass over to Ferry in the corner. Markham went up high. Ferry just decides to toss it back up top. Now it's to Claver. He'll dump it down low to Landsman against Franken. Landsman trying to back in. He kicks it back out. Now Ferry, the pump fake. He'll drive inside. Stop and bounce it down low. Landsman gets behind the defense. He waits. Now floats up and gets one to go off the glass. Good hesitation that time by Landsman to get a look. And it's 32-29. Harlan on top. Trojan basketball here. 7:28 left to go in the ballgame. Christensen out front. Christensen, yeah, starting five out there here for the Trojans as we begin this fourth quarter. Their first offensive possession. Christensen turning, has it tapped away by Ferry and stolen. Ferry comes up with it and just pass it off to Jewell out front. Turnover there. Now we're walking up the floor. Adam Jewell with the basketball here out high. Working against Christensen. Now he'll drive left side all the way in. Float one off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Stuart Hoyg. And now he'll kick it off here to Chad Christensen to bring it up the floor. Trojans trailing by three. Crossover out front, Christensen. He'll pick it up, hand it off to Franken, curling around. He'll go all the way right side. Banker off the glass. It's too far off the side of the glass and missed it. Rebound to Landsman. Franken a little off on his last couple of shots. Now with the floor, a throw up to Ferry. They got it down low to Cave. He was open on the other end, and he waits to let the defender fly by and then puts it off the glass and in. 34-29. Harlan here with the advantage. Trojans going to take a timeout. Atlantic, a full timeout. 6:22 left to go. It's 34-29 Harlan. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Better Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used vehicles, including trucks and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514.
Back here after the timeout. Have the Trojans with the basketball here, trailing 34-29 here with 6:22 left to go in the contest. Pass inbound will come to Christensen. Christensen will bring it up the floor here on the left side. Dump it up top to Markham. Markham now will dribble left side into the corner. He'll get a screen there from Franken. He'll dribble back out to the top. Now stop and kick it over here to Stuart Hoig. Hoig now will reset over to Markham once again left side. Down low, Franken. He'll back his way in, into the lane. Curls around, gets some space and knocks one off the glass and in. Nice move by Dalton Franken. Three-point game, 34-31. Harlan the lead and the basketball. Out top, they'll throw it left side in the corner here, Adam Jewell. He'll try to go baseline. Christensen cuts him off. Now it's tapped away and out of bounds. Last touch by Christensen. He poked away from the backside there. 5:43 left to go in the contest. Three-point game, 34-31. Harlan leads it, and they have the ball here on the sideline. Trying to inbound, they get it up top here to Cave. He'll curl around, stop and fire it over to Ferry. Ferry now, he'll drive inside, forcing his way against Markham. Floats one up and gets it to go on the run. Gave Ferry the bucket, and it's 36-31. 5:29 left to go. Christensen will bring it up the floor now. Up top, it's a five-point game. Christensen waiting for some signal. Now he'll try to get a screen out front. He'll cross over. They cut him off. Now he backs up and goes left side. Pass down too low that time for Harrison Hoig. He couldn't corral it, and they lose it. Up the floor, Ferry spinning, and he'll travel with it and turn it back over. Trojans will get the ball back here with 5:08 left to go. 36-31. Harlan the lead here over Atlantic. And a packed house here at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School for this 3A sub-state final. Trojans will dribble left side. Christensen up top. Harrison Hoig steps into the free throw line. He'll jump one up from there. It's off the mark. Rebound taken down by Claver. Claver pulls down the board. Harlan with the basketball and a five-point lead. Up across the timeline. We'll throw it in the left corner. Ferry, he'll lob it down inside the Cave, and it's thrown away. Christensen got in there and stole it. He'll run the other way, all the way inside, all against Landsman. Shot blocked. Rebound here. We're going to have a foul call here. A late whistle and a foul call here on Landsman. And Chad Christensen will go to the line here to shoot two.
That's a good aggressive move by Christensen. He didn't have the numbers, but they were backpedaling on defense, so might as well just go right at him and see what you can do.
That'll be the third on Trey Landsman. That is now the 15th foul as well here against Harlan. First free throw by Christensen is good. One more coming here for Chad. Try to cut it back to a three-point margin. Christensen spots up. Free throw rattles around and falls through. So he gets them both. Back to a three-point game, 36-33. Harlan will bring it up the floor here with the lead. Jewell out front. Adam Jewell goes left side, gets a screen, picks it up, now throws it up top to Cave. Cave back over to Jewell. Jewell looking inside, now he'll back up to the top. He'll drive right side all the way in. Runs over Christensen, and we've got a block foul against Chad Christensen. I think Jewell got away with one there. Christensen will pick up number three, and we'll go to the line here for Adam Jewell to shoot two. 4:19 left to go in the ball game. Right now it's a three-point margin. Jewell with a couple of free throws here. First one's good. Back to 4 points. One more coming. Both teams still with plenty of timeouts as we head down the stretch here as well. Both teams have four left. And second free throw rattles home there for Jewell. Gets them both to go, so it's back to a five-point game. 38-33. Harlan the lead, Atlantic basketball. 4:13 left in the game. Dribble right side, Franken. He'll go to the block. Turn, spin, cut off. Scoop pass over to Harrison Hoyg. His flip is too strong. He just rolls off the rim, and the rebound of the Cyclones. Tough break there for Atlantic. Claver now up the floor with it out front. 3:56 to go. Claver, they spread things out now. Harlan going to spread out the floor. Adam Jewell will drive in here against Christensen. Goes all the way to the rack, and the layup is good. He got a step around him and just kept going.
And used a lot of offhand to push and make some room, too.
40-33, seven-point game right now. Harlan the lead. Atlantic needs to get something going here offensively. Stuart Hoyg will drive in. He'll flip it out. Now Markham has it left wing. Up top, Christensen, the pump fake, the drive. Lost the handle, back outside to Markham. Markham, he'll drive inside. Now have to kick back out, and they'll reset here. Markham out front with the basketball. He'll dribble. Throw it down inside Franken, and a foul from behind as Claver came over the top to try to swat at it, and he'll pick up his second foul.
Yeah, Claver at 6'2", trying to reach over from the backside of a 6'6 Dalton Franken. Probably not the best idea.
Inbound pass from underneath. 3:15 left in the game. Trojans, the ball is trailing here by 7. Inbound, and a quick jumper by Franken is no good. Rebound Gabe Ferry. Harlan gets the ball back here. Now they try to trap him in the backcourt. He throws the ball up the floor. Claver has it. Gets back to a 3-on-2 break, but they slow it down. In the cave, in the corner. Back up high, almost stolen by Christensen, but Harlan keeps. Jewell has it. Very closely here by Christensen. He'll dribble inside, kick it out. Now back to Jewell. Jewell, they're going to try to trap him out front. They get it over to Claver. Harlan just trying to use some clock here. 2:43 left to go in the game. Now a tip, and it's into the backcourt here. It was tipped away by Stuart Hoyg. Jewell gets it back. He'll come into the front court here, and now we have an offensive foul this time whistled. Christensen got over late and got the offensive foul call, and I think that's the reverse of what should have happened the first time.
Well, and I think that's not necessarily a case of Christensen was so solidly there first. It's that Jewell went full team ahead, put his shoulder down.
So now the Trojans get the ball back here, and they'll bring it up the floor. Right side pass over to Sam Markham. Markham. We'll give it off now here to Stuart Hoy. He'll stop and fire up a three at the top of the key. It's off the side of the rim, no good. And it's going to be Harlan basketball. Starting to get down to the nitty-gritty here. Trojans need to get something working. And they have plenty of fouls to give here as well. They have just three team fouls here in the half, and that's probably what Coach Blavick's going to talk about. He takes a timeout, a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it right here. 2:24 left in the game, and it's 40-33. Harlan the lead, and Atlantic now needs to start thinking about getting those fouls worked up there, too, if they want to try to extend this game here late. Just three team fouls. Harlan already with 17 fouls, so there's a situation where Atlantic can go to the line, but going to have to go via the other way around as well here down the stretch.
Yeah, it seems to me like it's too early to be pulling that ball out like they are, especially knowing the way Atlantic can close so quickly defensively, double team. I mean, there's length outside, too. Atlantic's going to need to create a few things here defensively because Harlan's not going to they're not going to give them anything easy right here. They're going to have to go out and get it.
So a quick break here. The teams talk things over. And we'll be back out there here. And we're going to have the inbound here for the Cyclones. Jewell will kick it over here to Claver. Claver will work it up left side over to Cave. Back up top now goes to Jewell. Jewell working. Tipped and stolen. Markham comes up with it. He'll go the other way. Lay it up and good. And Markham cuts it to a five-point game. 40-35. 2:05 left to go in the contest. And now Harlan will walk it up the floor. Atlantic will try to trap here at the half court. They trap Claver. He throws it up ahead. Tough pass to Landsman. He saves it. Now off to Ferry. Ferry spins out front. Working it around the perimeter. They trap him, and now a timeout called here by Mitch Osborne for the Cyclones. 30-second timeout for them as well.
He has a real good timeout by Osborne because he could see that his kids were a little bit frantic looking around, trying to find that next guy to get the pass to. And Atlantic was going to swarm defensively, and
try as best they can to double-team whenever they got the chance to trap.
So we're down here into the ball game, and it's a 40-35 lead for Harlan.
Still plenty of time left with just a five-point difference for the ball game. You're only talking about two possessions, and as you saw in that last trip up the floor for Harlan, Atlantic can turn things around and put points on the board in a hurry.
And the Atlantic faithful starting to get a little riled up on the far side, encourage their squad here. Lots of fans from both teams making the trip over here tonight to support their squad. Inbound pass will come here from the sideline from Jewell. They're having a tough time. Now they find Cave in the middle. He'll get it, and he'll flip it off here to Ferry. Ferry guarded closely by Markham. Now a reach and foul going to be called against Harrison Foy. He tried to get in there and swat at it. He'll pick up his first. Fourth team foul now here against the Trojans. Up the floor, it's Jewell inbounding. Once again, having a tough time finding anybody. Now they lob it up high into Ferry. He has a clear pass to the basket, goes in there. He's fouled. No shot, no good. It was blocked by Franken, but they're going to call him for hitting him with a little bit of piece of the wrist. And actually, it might have been before that as well. Reaching in there is going to be Harrison Hoyg picking up his second. He caught him on the way to the basket. So at the line here, Dave Ferry with a couple of free throws, and the first one's good. One more coming now here for Ferry. 41-35. Harlan lead. 141 left to go in the contest. Second free throw up and good. So Ferry takes advantage at the free throw line. Atlantic will inbound. They bounce it up the floor. Markham saves some time. Go right side up top to Franken. Franken working, crossing over inside. Late pass. Harrison Hoyg gets the shot. Rolls out. No good. Back up at the second try, and it's good. Harrison Hoyg cleans that one up, and it's 42-37. Back to a five-point game, and now Christensen going to get called with the hip check foul there against Adam Jewell. They were both fighting with each other. Jewell using the arm and Christensen using the hip. Christensen gets hit with it. That'll be his fourth. And 1:25 left to go. They are going to take Christensen out here for a moment. Ben Nelson going to come in here on defense. Probably try to do an offense-defense substitution for him for now. Inbound pass now as Landsman gets it in here to Ferry. Ferry, 1:23 left to go here. Out top, Markham, and now Markham got into him with the body a little bit, and he'll pick up the foul. Fourth against Sam Markham. So now both Markham and Christensen have four. Christensen right back up off the bench. He'll replace Nelson for the offensive change.
The officiating changing here late in the ballgame, too, and kind of contact we've seen much of the ballgame. All of a sudden, we're starting to see things fall very tightly.
That was the 17th foul, so the 1-1 here for Ferry, and he makes the front end. So the Trojans quickly got up to that 7 foul mark. And Ferry here for the 1-1 makes the first. He'll have one more coming. Right now it's a 6-point lead, and he makes the second to make it a 7-point lead. Atlantic inbounds. Markham up the floor here. 1:19 left to go in the game. Over to Franken. Franken, the crossover out top. Lost the handle on it. Now gets it back. Drives all the way to baseline. Curls around. Wraparound layup good. And a quick timeout taken by Coach Steve Blazek with 1:08 left to go here in the contest.
You notice both of these coaches really use almost none of their timeouts early in the basketball game, realizing how this one was going to play out. And it's a real advantage to have as many of those as you can down the stretch. And there's an example.
So Atlantic uses one of them. They've got a full and a 30 here left. And Harlan will have three fulls left still here as we head down to the final minute 20 here in this contest. A good job there by Dalton Franken. We haven't seen him be that aggressive almost all night long. Able to wrap his way around the basket to get a shot to go off the glass and keep us within distance here at 44-39.
Yeah, one of the things neither one of these teams has really done much tonight is the long ball. Harlan has, what, 1 3-pointer here in the ball game by Cave early, and Atlantic has 2. That's it. Usually these are two teams that do pretty well from outside. You can usually depend on both these teams probably 5, 6, 7 a game.
So the inbound here after the timeout. Atlantic will put on the full court press as Ben Nelson comes back in on defense to replace Christensen. 1:08 left here in the contest. 44-39, Harlan the lead in the basketball. Claver will inbound. The press put on here. Claver gets it in, inside to Ferry. Ferry will curl, dribble it over right side. Now he gets across the timeline. They try to trap him. He'll go all the way to the corner. Now turns around and fires it back up top. Claver now over to Jewell, and now a reach-in foul called here against Ben Nelson. He'll pick up his first, and we'll go back to the free throw line here as the 1-1 will come here for Adam Jewell. Christensen right back in. Jewell, as we mentioned earlier, one of the best, or the best free throw shooter on the team here for the Cyclone, shooting 86% on the season. Free throw up on the way. It rattles home on the first. He gets another one. 45-39 with 59 seconds left.
Cyclone 7-for-7 here in the fourth quarter so far from the line. There's your difference really in the ballgame.
Second free throw up and good. Jewell makes them both. Makes it a 46-39 lead here. Trojans up the floor quickly. Markham crosses over, goes inside all the way to the rack. Shot too strong. Harrison Hoyg the rebound. Tried to put it back up too quickly, and then it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch there by Claver. Harrison tried to catch it and put it back in one motion. He couldn't quite get the ump on it to get it up to the basket. Christensen will inbound now here. He'll get it in to Harrison Hoyg up top to Stewart. Stewart now trying to get it off to Christensen, but he's guarded too closely. Now off to Franken out top. They'll screen for him. He'll go left side all the way. Floyd away with a fadeaway jumper. Gets it to go. And now another quick timeout taken here by the Atlantic bench as they're going to take a quick timeout here. It'll be a 30-second timeout. So they'll talk things over here for a brief moment as we continue to run down the stretch, and Franken making some shots here to keep the Trojans within a little bit of striking distance yet.
Oh, there's so much time left on this clock, the way this thing's going to play out. You're going to see why these games take so long. This last minute of the basketball game is going to take at least 10 minutes.
And so far, here in the fourth quarter, the Cyclones have been good at the free throw line. And they've knocked down 8 free throws, coming from Gabe Ferry and Adam Jewell, the only two players that have gone there to the stripe here in this fourth quarter. So the Trojans looking to gain an advantage somewhere here, and they'll put on the press once again on the inbound. 40 seconds left in the contest. Inbound pass will come from Claver. Claver hanging on to it. Throws it late over in the corner to Landsman, and Franken gets in on him and reaches in. Franken will pick up his second foul and will walk to the other end. And that is one of the guys, though, that you would like to put to the stripe. He's just 57% at the line here for the season. So we'll see Trey Landsman step up here to the stripe for the 1-1. 19 foul against the Trojans. The first one is good, though. He knocks it down. One more coming now here for Landsman. 6-point game right now, 47-41. 39 seconds left. Second free throw up and good. He knocks them both down. So does better than his normal percentage and gets them both to roll home. Now it's over here to Stuart Hoyg out top. He'll get a screen from Franken. Pull up for the three-pointer. That's off the mark. Rebound Franken. Up with a putback. It's no good. Rebound tapped around. No foul call. And the rebound into the hands of Landsman. And now they try to tie him up, and we're going to have a reach-in call.
Wow. Franken got clobbered going in there. No foul call at all.
And that might be it. I believe that was whistled against Sam Markham. It was. That'll be it for Sam Markham. 10 points tonight here for Sam. He'll foul out. Ben Nelson will come into the contest to replace him. 24 seconds to go. 48-41. Landsman at the line here for a pair. And the first one's good.
That's 11 in a row here in the fourth quarter for the Cyclones.
Second free throw for Landsman. Off the back iron. That's up at the top of the backboard. Shouldn't have counted. And they're going to count a full timeout. They will count the basket, though. Okay, it will count. So a timeout now taken here. And they'll talk things over here as we head down to the final stretch. Just down to the last seconds here of this contest. 50-41. Harlan right now the lead. And as you mentioned, boy, 12 free throws in a row here in the fourth quarter by the Cyclones right now, helping them out to that 9-point advantage.
Well, yeah, you know, Atlantic's doing what they can. They're attacking quickly, trying to get points, and then turn around and foul quickly to stop the clock and make Harlan make free throws. But what are you going to say? Jewell's made 4 in a row. Barry's made 4 in a row. Landsman's made 4 in a row. Hard to criticize kids who step up to the line and knock them down.
They've been good here in this tough situation late. good tight ball game here. Harlan's had a slight advantage here for most of the game. Trojans were able to come back, take a lead in the third quarter, but Harlan edged back out to a 30-29 lead at the end of that third quarter, and now they've been able to edge the lead back out here in the fourth. Atlantic trying to fight back here, inbound, 20 seconds to go. Franken up the floor, three-pointer off the back iron, long rebound comes to Cave, and he'll get it, and he'll get fouled. Then Nelson comes in there and reaches in against him. Well, both Nelson and Franken, after that three-point attempt, started to backpedal, and neither one of them going hard for the long rebound, and Cave was just right there to grab it. Now Nathan Cave at the line here for two shots. He puts one up, and it's good. Cyclones perfect at the line here in the fourth quarter. And they make that one, too. 14 free throws in the fourth. 14 seconds to go. Inbound, Franken lost the handle, got it back, pulls up from the free throw line. Jumper's good. Franken gets the bucket. Inbound here quickly, and Atlantic's just going to let it run out. Not enough time to do anything else. And the Harlan Cyclones are going to win this Class 3A sub-state final and end the terrific season here for the Atlantic Trojans. 52-43, your final score here as Harlan wins it. We'll come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, they have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours a day with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould's submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching, and backhoe service, boring and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. And Stuart Dusenberry, your local Mutual of Omaha sales representative for life, health, disability, long-term care, annuities, and Medicare supplement needs. Stop by 14 West 5th Street in Atlantic or give Stuart Dusenberry a call at 243-4806.
Welcome back here to Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight, this Class 3A sub-state final, as the Harlan Cyclones come away with a victory here, 52-43, your final score, as the Cyclones, down the stretch in that fourth quarter, were able to knock down 14 straight free throws. They didn't miss a single free throw in the fourth quarter, and they're able to pull out the victory here tonight.
Yeah, well, I said it during the broadcast, during the game broadcast. I'll say it here in the postgame, too. What do you do? I mean, kids made their free throws. That's it. That's the sum total of the ball game tonight. Harlan made their free throws. It was a close ball game until Harlan knocked down free throws, 14 straight, in the fourth quarter. That's the sum total of the game. You know, free throws do make a difference. And tonight, they did for in a positive way for the Cyclones.
A huge advantage there at the end of the ball game, and they're able to move on now to the state basketball tournament next week. Take a look here at the final scoring stats here for you for the Harlan Cyclones. They were led tonight by the guy that usually leads 7 points, Trey Landsman. He had 16 points here this evening. Also, 10 apiece chipped in here tonight by both Gabe Ferry and Adam Jewell. And 12 points as well for Nathan Cave. 2 points chipped in apiece by Nate Claver and Jake Degas here in the contest. They were 17 of 19 overall here in the game tonight from the free throw line as they missed just two and one in each half. That came in the second and third quarters. But as we mentioned, perfect 14 of 14 in that fourth quarter of play. For the Trojans here tonight, they had three players finish with 10 points. That includes Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, and Dalton Franken. 8 points tonight here for Harrison Hoig, and 5 points as well chipped in by Stuart Hoig here tonight in the contest for the Trojans. They were 5 of 8 from the free throw line here, and of course a big disparity there as well, but that mainly became because the Trojans were forced to start fouling late and send Harlan to the free throw line there on purpose to extend the contest. But, of course, Harlan then made those free throws to get the victory here this evening. The turnovers, half as many for Atlantic. They had 9 here in the contest, 18 for Harlan. But Atlantic kind of just not able to get over the hump there. It seemed like early on in the contest, of course, some of the foul or the shots were hard to come by for both teams. Nobody was really getting good looks. And you mentioned, too, at 1.2. I mean, you look at the sheet and you hardly see any outside shots made by either team.
And that's a big part of Atlantic's game. You know, even if you are still playing a good contest and you don't knock down those outside shots, it's still going to be tough for your team to win because that's kind of what you're built around a little bit. Not that you absolutely rely on it, but it's going to help you win these tough games like this, and they just weren't there tonight.
Yeah, and it wasn't so much that the shots weren't there in large measure. They just weren't taken. You know, nobody really was looking for the long ball for the most part. I think both teams kind of settled in realizing that this game was going to be another one of those nip-and-tuck games, and it's going to be one of those contests decided late. So I think everybody's a little afraid to make mistakes at times, and you know, you just don't want to throw up any unnecessary long shots. But, you know, give Harlan a lot of credit here tonight. They played very well. It's a very good, obviously, Trojan basketball team, second-ranked in the state. They deserve to be at the state tournament. They just didn't play well enough tonight to get over the hump. But, you know, Harlan played very well. They played well defensively, and they played well enough offensively, but they were absolutely incredible from the free throw line. And, you know, you mix those things together. They used their length in the ball game, too, to create problems offensively for Atlantic. The Cyclones did a good job defensively, not just down inside, but also out on the perimeter. They made it difficult for the Trojans to get into their offense. It seemed like a lot of times, especially with Dalton Franken, they were having a tough time. Nate Claver was in his jersey all night. He was making it very difficult for Franken to even rub him off with screens. And it was just difficult. It was frustrating. And in large measure at times, the team felt the need to kind of just try to be creative. It almost broke down sometimes like an NBA offense for Atlantic, where they seemed to be getting away from the flow and just kind of working the one-on-one stuff, trying to see if they could somebody could get free and drive to the basket. And then it seemed like early in the game, every time they did that, there was Trey Lansman there to block shots.
Yeah, he was down there inside on defense, and then also offensively, they worked him the ball down low early on, and he was a force down there as well, not only making shots but rebounding the basketball also here as he's done you know, all season long here for Harlan. So, yeah, give Harlan a lot of credit. I mean, they played the type of game that they wanted to, and ended up icing it down the stretch there at the free throw line. I hate to say that was the sole reason, but boy, it makes a lot easier to hang on down the stretch against a good team that can steal the ball if you can keep making those free throws, and that's what they did here to win it here tonight. The Cyclones up there cutting down the nets here as they get to move on to the state tournament. So here the season ends for the Trojans. Of course, just that one loss here prior to this early in the season to Kemper Catholic, and now they lose this one here, the third game of the year against the Cyclones. They come up short. And it will end the season at 22-2. So a terrific season here overall for Atlantic. I know it's going to be awfully hard for these kids to feel good about, you know, the way the season ended again, because they really had their sights set on making it to a state tournament. But, you know, it's been a terrific senior class, and a lot of good kids that are really fun to watch. They play an exciting brand of basketball, and, you know, just tough to come short here, but they really did have a terrific season.
Yeah, it's always tough. I mean, senior classes are tough. This one was overloaded with seniors, obviously, and they had bigger things in mind. But this Harlan team's going to be tough again next year. They got a lot of juniors on this basketball team, and you never know. It's an interesting Harlan team. They've struggled at times, and there have been times when the shots don't fall that they just get frustrated. You know, how will they do at state? I have no idea. I really don't. You know, six times this year, people have found ways to beat them. They're not going to be a high-seeded team at the state tournament. So, you know, it just kind of depends on who they end up with and what the situation, you know, shapes up to be. But certainly they're not going to be a team that's favored at the state tournament, but certainly they're a team that can do some damage with the type of players they have.
Certainly can, and they'll move on here with that 18-6 record here into the state tournament next week. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here for you tonight. Of course, we will have some basketball for you next week, as the Riverside Bulldogs will be making a run in the Class 1A state tournament coming up here next week. So we'll be following along the Bulldogs as they get started coming up on Tuesday, as they'll play Tuesday morning. We'll have coverage of that for you here on KJAN. But once again, the season here for the Atlantic Trojans comes to a close tonight, as this 3A substate final is won by Harlan tonight. Cyclones win it 52-43 over the Atlantic Trojans. I'll wrap up our broadcast here for this evening. Thanks for listening in here tonight on KJN AM 1220, FM 101.1, and all you that listen in on the web as well at KJN.com. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Council Bluffs.